quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
It's really dependent on what your goals and objectives are, what your individual skill set is, if you're doing the deals yourself, or what the skill set of the operator is that you're working with.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. In today's episode, what we're talking about are the different types of commercial multifamily business plans. I want to talk to you about core and core plus and value add, opportunistic and new development. Disclaimers, as always, never financial advice. This is for educational and informational purposes only. So with that top of mind, each of these business models are obviously different and they hold their own risk reward profile, which is what I want to point out to you so that you can better decide what business plans work best for your goals and objectives. So let's kick it off. Let's jump right in. I'm going to start by talking about core assets. And the risk profile of a core asset is very low to low. And a lot of institutional capital is attracted to this asset type. These are either brand new built and now stabilized and occupied properties, or they were built in the last year or two. So they have little to no deferred maintenance. They have all the modern luxuries and amenities. They usually have the highest rents in any particular market. They've got long-term, stable, highly qualified residents that live in them. And for those reasons, that's why the risk profile is so low. So the focus here is on stable income and preservation of capital, and it's a risk reduction strategy. The next type of business model is core plus, and core plus is basically an older core. Okay, so the risk profile here is low to lower moderate, and it's basically still a well-located property in a prime location, but there may be some improvements that need to be made. That could be through the management team, the advertising on the property, some of the amenities maybe getting older, and just some minor updates to help boost the overall curb appeal and any potential income and revenues. So the focus here is still on stable income and preservation of capital with some modest growth upside potential. The next type of business model is called value add, and these are older pre-existing properties. They're usually 10 to 30 years old, and they have more deferred maintenance. They have more that's going to be required in the business plan to optimize the property and bring it back to its highest and best potential. So it's not uncommon to see old amenities that are outdated that the residents aren't using. Curb appeals usually lacking, landscaping needs to be fixed, clubhouse needs to be renovated. All the units typically need to be renovated if the previous owner hasn't done so already. And the risk profile here is moderate. It's pretty much middle of the road. And the added risk comes from the ability to have to execute the business plan. So if someone buys this property and they can't do proper renovations, they can't stay on budget, that's the added risk component. Otherwise, you're just buying an older, outdated building, and it's going to have rents that are probably slightly below the market. So this is an opportunity to force appreciation into a property.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Are you a real estate investor struggling to streamline your property management? Are you tired of juggling multiple systems to effectively manage your portfolio? Meet Rentec Direct, your ultimate solution for automating management tasks, reducing errors, and most importantly, saving you time. Rentec Direct offers an all-in-one platform for accounting, marketing, tenant screening, rent collection, and much more. And the best part? You're never alone. With U.S.-based live support and award-winning customer service, Rentec Direct is the partner you need to streamline your property management so you can focus on what's most important, growing your business and getting more deals done. If you're an investor looking to grow your portfolio, join the more than 15,000 investors and landlords who manage real estate assets totaling more than $200 billion using Rentec Direct. Just go to rentecdirect.com/best ever and sign up for a free trial. Plans start at just $45 a month, and you'll receive 20% off your first year just for being a best ever listener. That's rentecdirect.com/best ever for 20% off.
The next business plan type is opportunistic, and the risk profile here is set to high. These are also pre-existing properties, just like with value add, but they're usually either older or they need more extensive rehabilitation. Sometimes they need rezoning or redevelopment. So they're more speculative in nature. If the business plan can be executed properly and on time and as planned, there should be a higher profit potential on the exit of the deal. But with that higher profit margin potential, you have to also expect there's going to be challenges, setbacks, and hurdles to overcome on these business types. The last business type is new development or new construction. The risk profile here is very high. In fact, it's the highest among all the different business models in the multifamily commercial space. And that's because we are talking about ground up construction. We are talking about dealing with municipalities, dealing with zoning, dealing with engineers, dealing with potentially architects, and you've got supply chain issues, you've got interest rate risk, political risk, market dynamic risk. We might go into recession, the pricing might change in 2 or 3 years down the road. So given the longer time frame with these business plans and the fact that the majority of these business models don't offer any cash flow to the investors because there's no renters in them until the property is built and then occupied and then stabilized, that is why the risk profile is set to very high. So with these five business models, there isn't a right or wrong answer here. It's really dependent on what your goals and objectives are, what your individual skill set is, if you're doing the deals yourself, or what the skill set of the operator is that you're working with. So I hope you found some value in this short episode. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips. Feel free to reach out anytime. I'm Travis Watts at Passive Investor Tips on Instagram and Facebook. Always happy to be a mentor, resource, or answer any questions that I didn't cover in this episode. Until the next episode, have a best ever week, everyone. Truly appreciate you being here.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.